My name is Ryan Jennings Guard. I'm 16 years old.
My name is Chase Mitchell. I am 11 years old.
We interviewed Mr. Woody Wilson on August 15, 2013.
I'm a lifelong resident of McKeesport. I've been here all my life, born and raised in McKeesport. I did have a chance to get away in the United States Navy. I did two tours of Vietnam. So I've been to Australia, Hong Kong, Singapore, but I've always gravitated back to here. I lived in Chicago for a while. I lived in Los Angeles, but McKeesport has always been my home. My childhood was up and down. Growing up, my father was a provider. He worked in the mills here at National Tube, and he went to work every day. He had a very good work ethic, and I think that carried over in me. And growing up, my parents were alcoholics, you know, so it was a little difficulty in the house. Thankfully, over the years, they got away from that. But, I think I grew up in a happy household, other than some of the situations that were forced upon us. There's no quitting me. I remember in 1972, I got hired in the Urban Works mill over in West Mifflin. And at that time, I was hired as a machinist. Now, when I went into this machine shop, it was a predominantly white shop. I was the first black man because I got hired through what was called affirmative action. So going into that shop, these machinists, they told me they're not going to show me anything. And I needed them to teach me because I didn't know the trade. So what I told them is, that's okay. I'll watch you and I'll learn. Today I'm a machinist, termed as a journeyman machinist. And a lot of people say a journeyman machinist is the equivalent of a doctor, because you have to know metals and the different things and how to cut them and how to thread them. And so because I didn't give up, I was able to acquire the skills that I need to become who I am today. I have 5 kids. I have 9 grandkids. And I have 2 great-grandkids. They affect my career because, you see, today, you know, I show them rather than tell them. See, people can say anything to you, but it's what people see you do that has a stronger meaning to them than the things that you say to them. Because we all have a good story. But if the story is not matched up to where your feet are going, then it becomes a double message. So today, I really try to show my children how we should live. My advice to the youth are, listen to your parents, for one. Because they've been to a lot of places that you've never been to or never have acquired. 2 is to stay in school. Without education, you can't get anywhere. It's with knowledge that you can acquire and accomplish anything that you desire. And if you don't have that knowledge, you find yourself missing the mark in many ways. The third thing I would say is dream. Because, see, your dreams will take you places that you can't go. But if you don't have a dream or a vision as to where you want to go, a lot of times you're being stuck and you'll be caught wherever you're at. Today, I'm a minister, so my long-term goal is helping people and giving back to my community, you know, being an example to them, because I not always have been who I am today. You know, growing up, there was a time when my life was kind of rough, and I was doing things that a lot of people would frown upon, and they really didn't like the activities that I was involved in. My goal is to give back to my grandkids, my great-grandkids, my family, my sisters, and the people who I encounter every day. Everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread, I've given to you. It was a quote that God had given to Joshua. And if he said it to him, he's saying it to me also. So that means everywhere I go, I have the ability to overcome any situation, because I have a higher power that's with me, that's carrying me and guiding me. So everywhere the soles of your feet, those feet right there, everywhere they go, you can overcome it.